Hello, this is Graham Frere. I'm back with an old friend, Averil Branson, who's a writer in Gosport, and who brought out, was it your first book, the Watching Over Me one?
Watching Over Me, yes.
How's that doing?
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. I've sold quite a few copies. The new book is not doing too badly either. So, yeah, it's very hard when you've got to promote them yourself. You know, when you've got an agent, they do it all for you, but...
But you seem to be managing quite well on your own.
It's a struggle, but yeah, getting there.
So the first book is selling, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah. I'm working on a sequel now, which is called Unreachable. I'm about 46,000 words into that now. At the moment, it's difficult to get into it because we've got a few personal things going on in the background. Uh-huh. But after Christmas, hopefully, we've got a clearer picture of where we are. I might be able to settle down and get some more work done on that.
I suppose you really need peace and quiet, do you?
Yes, yeah. It doesn't help when you've got the bird chirping in the background.
That's old Max, isn't
it? Yes, and Max. Yes, yeah.
Now, tell me about your new book, Living with Matilda, it's called.
Yes, this is a children's book from 8 years upwards. I mean, adults alike are really enjoying it. I've got some really good feedback on it. Recently, I did a coffee morning at St Matthew's Church, and I sold 31 copies. I was so pleased.
Oh, wonderful.
That was 18 copies of Matilda, and the other 13 was Watching Over Me. This is lightly based on a true story. My son had a pet rat, and he was a bit of a devil with it. The things he used to get up to were quite funny. And I'd broken my ankle, and I was off of work for 6 months because it was a really nasty injury. I was plastered right up to the top of my leg. And I was bored, and I thought, like, set about writing. I thought, it'd be really a nice story. I think people would enjoy reading about a little boy with his pet rat. So, and I originally typed it on a typewriter, and the damn thing was broken. It had elastic band to keep the lever on it. It was unbelievable. But I managed to struggle, and I got through it. But then the manuscript was put away, and it gathered dust. And I forgot about it because I went back to work, and it wasn't until 2011 when I started writing again, when I had... I had a diagnosis with cancer, but I'm cleared up with that now, thank goodness. But it was back then again. I don't like sitting around feeling sorry for myself. I like to keep on the move. So I started writing again, and I wrote Watching Over Me. And then I remembered the manuscript for Living with Matilda. So I dug it out. And of course, that was written back in the 80s. So it needed a lot of updating, a lot of stuff in there was old-fashioned. So I dug the manuscript up, went through it, and rewrote the whole thing, modernising it. And I did some sketches, which I've done myself. They're in there too. My graphic director, his name is Chris Hammercott. She has been wonderful. She had done the designing for me of the cover, and she incorporated my sketches for me. She'd done a wonderful job. I'm really pleased with it. And at the bottom, when I was a child, I used to like those flip books.
I know.
You know, where you flip it and the animal. So I said to her, could she please incorporate a little rat at the bottom, perhaps if it was to sit up and come down or whatever. But this one runs and turns around, and it's just lovely. And I thought, that would be a nice little touch. I'm sure, you know, the children would love that. I know, I enjoy it, and I'm at my age, I sit here sometimes and just flip through and watch the rat moving around. It's just lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really delightful.
Yeah, it's a really nice little touch to the book, and I think that helps sell the book as well. But I do have a book launch on the 2nd of December, which is next Saturday, at Blackwell's Bookshop, starting at 2 o'clock. That's in Portsmouth. Cambridge Road, Portsmouth, at 2 o'clock with refreshments. So, and then on the 9th of December, I'm doing another promotion for the book in Gosport Discovery Centre, and that will be from 11 till 1 on the 9th. That's the next two Saturdays. I've got events coming up. So, yeah, I'm hoping that people will come and support me and bring the children, because I've got a little competition for them. And each child completes the competition will get a little gift. But every child will get a gift anyway. But what I've done is I've designed houses, and I've hidden 10 little rats in the house, and I give the children the sheet each with a pencil, and then they can circle the rats when they find them.
Oh, I see.
And then there's colouring crayons if they want to colour the picture in as well. So, and I'll read the first chapter out, so hopefully it will go well. Fingers crossed.
So basically, what is Living with Matilda about?
Well, it's about a little boy with his pet rat, a little boy called Ben Costa. He's orphaned when his grandmother dies because she was looking after him originally. And the Daniels family want to adopt him, well, foster him to start with. They do end up adopting him, but they want to foster him. Helen Daniels used to know Ben's grandmother, and that's how she knew Ben. So she promised that she would look after Ben, and they fostered him. But she didn't realise that Ben had a pet rat. So he smuggles the pet rat in on the first day, and chaos immediately erupts in the household. And it goes on from there. There are 9 fun-filled chapters. Each one is filled with fun. I hope that people will find it fun and laugh. I mean, the children have read it. Have come back to me and said, oh, I can put the book down. It was lovely. It
must be wonderful to hear that.
It was wonderful because it takes a lot to write a story, and all I want to do is make somebody happy, give somebody a laugh, and because this world can be such a depressing place, and I think you need laughter. It's what makes life go round, isn't it? A bit of laughter. But each chapter, there's a tinge of reality, in it, particularly the last chapter. My son, it was 1977, I remember it clearly as a day. It was the Queen's Silver Jubilee, and I was the committee member of a group of ladies who were trying to arrange a Silver Jubilee street party. And they all came to my house to discuss fundraising events. And I had a small living room, and all the chairs were right the way round. In fact, they were across the door. All the women were chatting away. And my son casually walks into the middle of the room and produces the rat. So you can imagine what happened. There was one hell of a scream. I didn't really realise what was going on until it was too late. Everybody was trying to get out the door. The chairs were across the doorway. People were stumbling and falling everywhere. And oh, my goodness. I mean, I did give him a good telling off after, but when I think about it, it was really quite funny. So I had to introduce that, and that is similar to what's happened in the last chapter. I spiced it up a little bit more. But yeah, it turned out quite a good chapter. And each chapter has got a lot of fun in it, particularly the Christmas one.
And you get a lot of fun out of writing it, don't
you?
Oh,
I love it. Yeah, I love it. There's been a lot of tears in writing, watching over me, because there was a lot of, because I lost my father when I was young, and so did my heroine in the book. And when she meets him in between world, that was most emotional for me, that one. But with Matilda, I couldn't stop laughing as I was writing it. It was tears actually streaming down my cheeks, because I could just see what was going to happen in my mind's eye. I mean, obviously all of it isn't true. A lot of it is made up. But there are true aspects in the story of what Daniel used to do with this rat.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck with your new book.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for showing it to me.
Thank you.
And is there something else in the pipeline?
Yeah, as I say, I'm working on a sequel to Watching Over Me. I'm about halfway through that now. A little boy spoke to me the other day, and he said, I loved Matilda. He said, will you write a sequel? He said, can I help you write it? He said, I've got some really good ideas. So I thought, well, fine, I think I might take this little boy aside and see what he's got going on in his head, because it might give me some more ideas for a sequel for Matilda
Avril,
in the future.
Thank you so much indeed for your time today.
Thank you very much, Glenn.